It is always the right time to begin again. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. It is always the right time to begin again. How many times have we thought about that? How many times have we thought about, shall we begin again? Shall we start again? Shall we start over? Shall we take a new direction? Shall we take a new tack? We have our life experiences, and we have our employment, we have our trade, we have the training that we have had that has brought us to wherever it is. But it's not a matter that what we have done to now has been or has not been satisfactory. It's not a matter that what we have accomplished in our life is of great benefit or of meager benefit. It's not a matter that what we're doing is right or is wrong. It's a matter of, have we had a vision? Have we had a concept that we would like to carry out? Did we always want to be a pianist? Did we always want to be a mathematician? Did we always want to be a storyteller? I have a nephew, Scott. Scott is a very wonderful boy. He's a very fantastic man. He's in his 50s now, and he's the most amazing fellow. And all of his life, he had been limited by diabetes, and he had to be on insulin all the time, and he wasn't able to do the things he wanted to do. But he said nothing is going to stop him from being a gymnast. And so by being very careful of his diet and being very careful of who and what he was and what he did, he was a most exquisite gymnast. He won many competitions and proved himself to be very capable. But always in his heart was a clown. Always in his heart was a magic boy. And he didn't always follow that. He worked in a very intensive work with the government, checking on people who were building things for the government and making sure that they were correctly done. And also, as a person who would go into businesses and advise them on better ways of doing the job that they had to do to keep it in line with the company, with the government's requirements of the company. Now, he had to be a true diplomat. And he was a most amazing diplomat. All the people that he spoke to, if not at first, as he would work with them, as he was unafraid to do the job that had to be done, they trusted him and they believed in him. And the word got around that when he offered a suggestion, it was a good idea to follow it because great benefit could come from it. And great benefit could come from it. But this was all Scott's wonderful talent, his wonderful genius. And he did this for many years. But while he was doing this, he loved to be a puppeteer. And he put on puppet shows for children in hospitals. And he put on puppet shows at schools and various other places. And he put on puppet shows for people and made them laugh and made them be very happy in their heart and to forget the projects, the problems that they were going through, the things that they were finding very difficult in life. But Scott did not carry that to its fullest. Now, Scott retired, I think it was a year ago. And when Scott retired, he really hadn't decided what he wanted to do. But he and his wife were very active in their church and very active in singing in the choir and being part of the program and putting on programs for the churches and helping them with their fundraising programs and doing all sorts of beautiful, beneficial things. But Scott's real talent and real genius, real love, is a better way to say it, is his ability as a puppeteer. All the time he makes people's puppets for them, and he has other people do things, and he plays the part, and he's part of the role, and he puts on the shows, and his shows are exceedingly successful and enjoyed by everyone. Is it too late for Scott to begin again and perhaps turn his attention 100%, if not more, to the talent that he has in him of being a puppeteer? Is Scott able to think about how he would really enjoy doing this, how he'd really enjoy getting out there and being a puppeteer full-time and going around the countryside and going around to schools and to hospitals and to orphanages and to places where children are who don't always have the benefit of the guidance that he gave. Now, his puppets, the puppet shows that he gave, were amusing, and that's what they were, should be. But because Scott is a very ethical man, because Scott was raised by his parents to have outstanding values, because Scott himself chose to live a life of outstanding values, and he chose a wife who is the epitome of outstanding values, in every puppet show that he performs, these values come through so beautifully, so strongly, so charmingly, that everyone who listens is immediately struck by listening and learning and following the values that they're guided into having. Now, Scott doesn't want to be a minister. He doesn't want to go out and preach and teach and heal. He doesn't want to go out and start a church and work with people in that way. He wants to use his puppets as his front man. And as he does use his puppets as his front man, he tells a story of beautiful things. My sister and I sat with our nephew, and we talked with him one day. And he spent, four or five, maybe 6 hours chatting with us, telling us of all the adventures that he had had in his life and all the wonderful things that he had done and all of the beautiful people he's met and all of the lives that he touched in some glorious way that made him feel so significant and so needed. And in all, as my sister and I said to one another, I have never known Scott. He is an amazing man. He is an amazing being. He has such tremendous quality within him. It's always the right time to begin again. Now, is Scott going to go out and become a puppeteer? Is he going to go out and take this wonderful gift that he has and share it with the world? To a degree, he has always done that, and he always will do that. But will he make that his full-time retirement profession, or will he just do it a little here and a little there? Now, it really doesn't matter, does it? Because Scott is doing one thing that we would all like to do. It's not the right time for him to begin again, but it's the right time for him to continue being what he is. He is continuing being the outstanding puppeteer that he is. He is continuing being the man of impeccable ethics, impeccable values that stand him well in dealing with the industries, dealing with the federal government, dealing with businesses, dealing with churches, dealing with congregations, dealing with hospitals, dealing with schools, dealing with children, dealing with adults. What a magical being he is. What magical talent he has, that he is so well-rounded in his ability to reach out and touch by just being himself. Should we all have such gifts in us, and we do, he is using it. Is it the right time for him to go full-time into this, or has he always really been full-time in this? When he's doing anything else, in the back of his mind are the projects that he's working on, putting on the theater, putting on shows, writing scripts, putting on puppeteering programs and developing puppets and having other people work the puppets along with him. He is living what he loves, as he always has. And wherever he goes, he is what he always has been and always will be. It's the right time to live our values. It's the right time to live our ethics. It's the right time to live who and what we are. It's always the right time to do that. And as it's the right time to do that, it's the right time to be the divine being that we are. It's the right time to be the magical being that we are, the person that reaches out and touches the world with who we are. Who are you? Who am I? Am I divine? Am I wonderful? Am I fabulous? Of course. Everyone is divine, wonderful, and fabulous. Everyone. Without limitation, without any limitation whatsoever, we all are that. Now, do we want to express that divinity in all that we do? Do we want to live that divinity in all that we do? Do we want to be that divinity in all that we do? Do you? Do I? Do I really want to be who I am? Have I lived my life so completely with my values and my ethics standing forth so strongly that no one can misunderstand what I believe? No one can misunderstand what direction my thinking is going. No one can misunderstand me, because I understand me. I'm ready to live my life in a very positive, joyful, fantastic life. I'm ready to go out and go forth and be that which I am. And that which I am is a wonderful thing. And I'm ready. And I'm ready to do it now. And I'm ready to be it now. And I'm ready to enjoy it now. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a very wonderful thing. But it's only wonderful because it's always the right time to begin again. And it's also always the right time to keep on doing what I am. What are my values, my ethics? Who am I? This is what shines forth in everything that I do. This is what shines forth in everything that I am. This is who I am and what I am. That's the beauty of it all. That's the beauty that I am. And it's a wonderful, wonderful gift to be that way. Now, how about you? Are you that way? Are you being yourself? Is the self that you're being the self that you would recommend others, recommend the children of the world to be? If it is, then you are beautiful, and you are good, and you are wonderful. It's always the right time to begin again, and again, and again. Have a lovely day being yourself and having fun, living the divine path and the divine pattern from the very center of your being now and always. I love you. I love you. I love you.